This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. House Appropriations asked DHH for an update on the upcoming budget Thursday. Health Secretary Dr. Rebecca Gee.
The deficit in our budget is $174.5 million in state general fund.
There were many questions about the public-private partner hospitals and renegotiations of those contracts. Undersecretary Jeff Reynolds had the numbers.
We're $50.5 million short of state general fund to get them where we think they should be. And just to be transparent with you guys, they think they need another $85.4 to get them where they want to be.
Lake Charles Representative Mark Abraham asked Gee.
Are the partnerships comfortable that $50 million will supply their needs?
Some are, and some have been willing to renegotiate, and some have been more resistant to that.
Committee Chair Cameron Henry wanted to know how Chabert Hospital, which had been on the chopping block, managed to be fully funded. Reynolds explained.
Terrebonne General is the one who's leasing that hospital. And, you know, with them being a hospital service district, a local governmental entity, CMS allows them to put up the match for those payments in the Medicaid program.
The service district, not the state, is funding the Medicaid match. Henry wanted to know what it would take for all of the partners to do something similar.
Do you think all of them have the ability to do something like this?
Probably not.
Despite that answer, Henry pressed on.
If they were to start tomorrow, how long do you think realistically? Is it a year process, 2 year process, 6 months?
It's probably probably 6 months to a year.
This time next year.
You could almost see the wheels turning in his head. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.